From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. As with any budget proposal, the devil is in the details. Governor Scott Walker introduced his two-year budget proposal this week. Included is a suggestion to cut $96 million in state aid for local and county governments. In this half hour of Newsmakers, two mayors from the Cooley region talk about what the cuts could mean for their communities. La Crosse Mayor Matt Harder and Onalaska Mayor Mike Giese talked with me in our studios this morning. Giese begins by breaking down the numbers.
The cuts that have been announced, and as I best understand them, would be that the general aids to cities would be cut 8.8%. Transportation aids would be cut 10%. The devil is in the detail. In 2009, there were transportation aid cuts. They ranged from somewhere around 3% up to 15.7% because those cuts were made with consideration of equalized valuation. And so the city of Onalaska, you know, when I first looked at the numbers, this isn't so bad. I forget what it averaged out to, you know, somewhere in the middle of those two figures. And then a few days later, when the actual official announcement comes out, it's three times that. It's 15.7%. So that's the qualifier. That's what I'm concerned about. We can talk about figures as we best understand them at this point in time, but they certainly could change as we gain complete information on the budget.
And Mayor Harder, would you like to respond?
We're looking at about an 8.8% cut to shared revenue. We don't know specifically how that is going to affect individual municipalities. They haven't stated if that's going to be equally almost 9% for each municipality specifically, or if that's going to be divvied up in an alternative fashion, as state shared revenue is not a specific percentage to the same for each municipality based on population or operating revenue. So we don't know specifically how that 8.8% cut to shared revenue overall is going to affect our local municipalities, but I suppose it could have been a lot worse. We now know what we're dealing with at the worst, and so we'll work to try to incorporate that into our budget in the city of La Crosse and try to do it affecting services at a minimum.
So were these cuts anything that either of you had anticipated and had you start planning ahead for cuts like this?
Well, throughout the governor's campaign and his time in office, he's been very clear on his message that he is going to look for municipalities to be more sustainable and self-sufficient without revenue that first comes in through the state and is sent down to Madison and then back to municipalities. This isn't a big surprise to us here in the city of La Crosse, as it probably isn't a surprise to most municipalities throughout the state. We now have the numbers, and we'll do what we can to work to incorporate them into our upcoming budget.
Mayor Giese?
It's very difficult to plan ahead when you do not have complete information and you're doing best guess. That's not good planning. So you really need to have the actual detail in front of you to start executing. It certainly wasn't a surprise. Position has been well known for the last couple of years. The election on November 2nd was decisive, so you know that was laid out. We certainly haven't been sitting back and saying woe is me and wringing our hands. The situation is manageable, and I'm sure as we get into this discussion, we'll get, you know, the details will come forward. But if we would take all of those items that I've discovered so far, which takes a lot of work, you got to go to the Department of Administration. When you go to the bill itself, you have to have all the statute books in front of you because it gives a statute number and then change in language. And I do gripe about that. You know, the state needs to do a better job. I don't know if they ever will in terms of disseminating information of what's going out. But if you look at everything that's happened for the city of Onalaska, we have additional cuts that we haven't talked about yet. One example would be state recycling grant. For the city of Onalaska, that's $52,000. If you take the shared revenue payments, expenditure restraint, general transportation aids, connecting highways, and state recycling, we have just under $200,000 reduction in available revenue for us to do our job. $192,500. That's less than 2% of total operating budget.
How much does the city of Onalaska receive from the state as a overall?
Would be $1,494,000.
And the city of La Crosse?
I don't have a specific number on the exact amount that we receive from the state. It comes into a number in through a number of different areas, so I can't tell you the exact operating revenue. I can tell you that we've got a $74 million operating budget and a $34 million tax levy, and some of that is brought in through various fees. Some of it is brought in through state aid. We do receive a large amount of grants, which vary throughout the year and bring things up and down. Some of those are help to subsidize operations. Some of those are to help out with capital improvements. So the number in the city of La Crosse does change fairly often throughout the year.
So one of the elements in this budget proposal is that there will be a freeze for local property taxes. How would this affect either of your cities?
Well, we've been successful the last 2 years in the city of La Crosse to hold that property tax levy flat and even reduce it a small amount. And the state is looking like it is going to make that mandatory for all municipalities throughout the state. That may be a challenge for some municipalities in the city of La Crosse. We have set that as a goal to try to keep that tax levy flat. And so this is in line with our mission. There are some things in there that may need to be adjusted around, some maintenance of effort requirements for public safety departments. They require the same amount be spent, yet in the budget repair bill, potentially it is saying that the city will spend less money on contributing towards benefit packages for employees. So expenditures should go down if that budget repair bill goes through, yet the maintenance of effort requirement requires us to spend at least the amount that we spent in the year 2009. So that might be something that we have to hash out. But as far as keeping the property tax levy flat, that is a goal that we'll work for in the city of La Crosse, and we're hopeful and confident that we can make it happen.
Matt, the best I can tell from going through the limited information I have is that in the actual budget, that maintenance of effort has been removed. So we don't have that obligation to keep that.
And can you explain what that means?
Whatever you spent in 2009, yeah, has to be maintained for emergency services, fire, and police protection. You can't spend less in 10 than what you spent in 9, and that was carrying forward for other years. It was, in my mind, it wasn't a significant restriction because there are all kind of ways to work around it, but at least that was the law. Now I forgot the question.
Talking about the potential freeze on property taxes for municipalities.
Very much like Matt, that's not new to us. That's part of our standard operating procedure. From 1998 through this year, our mill rate in Onalaska has decreased by 2.59 mills. That's a 29% increase. Now, that happens because we have construction increment and we're able to generate revenue to keep increasing to the cost of inflation. But it is a very strong indicator of our budget discipline and our budget process. And so a 2% change in our revenue from the state, we may have to cut some services. We may have to find additional sources of revenue. Some fees may have to be applied to what otherwise was applied to the mill rate. But it's manageable.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. Today I'm joined by Onalaska Mayor Mike Giese and La Crosse Mayor Matt Harder. We're talking about Governor Walker's budget proposal. Within Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal, recycling would no longer be mandatory within Wisconsin, and then local governments would have to pay the entire service. And then I don't know if you would mind repeating the numbers that
in Onalaska, our state recycling grant is $52,000, and it would be proportionally more in La Crosse because they have more trash. That would be a good example of how the current process is so difficult for the city to manage. We have a relationship with Xcel Energy and have to deliver a certain amount of weights there. We have special concerns out at the landfill, and Mayor Harder is more of an expert than I am. But to me, it becomes incredibly confusing. I've got to get out our Harder contract, read what our obligations are. We have a two-way agreement that we have to honor. At some point in time, I'm going to have to look at that agreement. I think it's with the county, with Xcel Energy, but then we feed the county system. And so I really don't know what that means. But that would be something that may be at risk. We may not. And it's a system response. The city of Onalaska can't go it alone. You know, if we're the only one that has aluminum cans and paper bags to recycle, where do we market it? How does that happen? It has to be coordinated with the region.
Mayor Harder?
Well, we will receive about a $250,000 cut to our state recycling grant. The city of La Crosse has set sustainability as a goal and a mission to maintaining in the city of La Crosse. So the council is likely to continue the recycling program that we do have, as the city council did opt to expand our recycling program recently to include plastics. So that will be a decision that the council will have to make, but that is a revenue hit that we will take and we'll have to incorporate into our budget.
So either of you see this as, you know, if it does go through, you know, having to cut the recycling program from the city, or is that something that would have to be decided down the road?
Well, as I mentioned, the city of La Crosse has adopted a sustainability plan and has set a course steering towards a high level of sustainability. So, again, that will have to be a decision the council will make, but they have in the past set a course to stay on that line of heading towards sustainability.
City of Onalaska and myself personally is committed to recycling and sustainability. It just makes good sense. I'm gravely concerned that this might be one of those areas where there's all kinds of unintended consequences and externalities that are going to come in to make it very, very difficult for us.
And what about the cutbacks to transportation on a local level? I don't know what exactly this would include for either of your cities, but if you wouldn't mind filling me in.
Well, it will be a significant cut. And again, we're looking at a 10% overall cut to municipalities throughout the state. How that is divided up, in the past, certain communities have received more and others have received less, so there's no doubt it will be a hit to our communities locally, and this is to help fund improvement, replacement, and maintenance of infrastructure, transportation infrastructure specifically, and again, it's something that will impact us, but we'll make it work.
So does transportation include roads and then public transportation as well?
Mostly roads.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do have within transportation in the history of the funding public transit as well as roads and other things. And the public transit is a area of some concern. There's controversy, or at least a difference of opinion from the governor's office to the Legislative Reference Bureau relative to the Department of Labor standards for allocation of federal aid coming to transportation. In the city of Onalaska, we've got about $160,000 in local share match. Some of it goes to MTU, some of it goes to our shared ride. All of that, both federal and state aid, is in question as a result of that. And there's a complicated tier-based distribution of those transit aids that no matter if City of La Crosse or City of Onalaska qualifies for that aid, if any of the transportation entities in the state lose aid, everybody in that tier shares in that loss. It becomes complex and very, very difficult to plan for. But right now, with the budget, the repair bill, it's my opinion, with some documentation supporting this, that we're at risk of losing, and I think across the state, about $43 million. But again, that'll be whether we are eligible or not, we will get less money. And that's why I really do think the a repair is needed for the budget repair bill. It's the way it is currently set up is, in all areas, just doesn't make good financial business sense.
Matt Harder, I want to ask you about some of the budgetary effects that would fall onto the police and fire departments and kind of what you see happening in La Crosse.
Well, again, we're seeing a cut coming to our local shared revenue. This is going to affect all departments. Public safety, we will work to maintain a high level of public safety. We will continue to provide the essential services in the city of La Crosse. We may look for a new way of doing things, and the Mayor Von Alaska and I have discussed in the past opportunities for collaboration in the area of public safety. This certainly won't detract from those opportunities, as we'll look to more collaboration with all our local communities to look to see if there is a way we can be doing things a little bit more efficiently. There are good practices that are going on throughout the state of Wisconsin and other states throughout the United States, so there are a lot of opportunities for us to take advantage of some of those better practices that are going on out there, and the city of La Crosse will look to do all we can to learn from how other communities are doing things a little bit better than we are, and use that as an opportunity to help manage this cut in shared revenue and help keep our budgets as tight as possible.
Because you've had various ideas as far as, I don't know if realigning is the right word, but maybe shaking things up a little bit in the police and fire department before this budget proposal even came through.
There are working towards more public safety instead of separate departments and keeping that one mission focused on public safety and not necessarily separate responses for all police, fire, emergency medical response systems, but focus those all with one mission of providing public safety throughout the community and provide an opportunity for all those departments to work together and collaborate a little bit more.
Mayor Giese?
Public safety is over 50% of the operating budget for the city of Onalaska. That's current condition is because it's very valuable and a basic service that has to be provided. With what we have in front of us right now, that 2% reduction in state aids, you know, they make it analogous to a family that gets has $100,000 of income. Now it's got $98,000 of income available. The kids still go to summer camp. You know, maybe we won't water the lawn as much, do away with the yard service. So I think within that scope, there are ways for us to move. I'm not, you know, the state is not broke. We have areas of very strong growth in Onalaska, very profitable businesses. In La Crosse County, ag prices, commodity prices are up. I just don't share the view of doom and gloom. I'm very much an optimist, so and I think that's well-founded, so we'll be able to manage.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. Today I'm joined by Onalaska Mayor Mike Giese and La Crosse Mayor Matt Harder. We're talking about Governor Walker's budget proposal. He would place restrictions on collective bargaining within local government, and he says this will bring flexibility within your own municipalities. Can you comment on that and maybe talk about the history within your cities in dealing with collective bargaining?
Since I've been involved in municipal government, have been dealing with collective bargaining. Within the city of Onalaska, we've been able to negotiate effectively with our employees. The city of Onalaska employees pay 20% of their health care already. I don't see that as a major crisis and something that needs to be changed. If we were going to modify that, you could simply modify the binding arbitration to bring that into more balance. It's a bureaucratic, rather imbalanced approach right now, in my opinion, but you don't have to throw the whole baby out with the bathwater. That 5.8% for shared benefits does help us out. But we don't have any offset for that 20% for health care because we're already doing it. And there's nothing in the budget repair bill or in the state budget to reward us for good fiscal policy in the past and having a contract that's, at least in the governor's eyes, perceived as more fair. And that, I think, is unfair.
Mayor Harder?
This has been a longstanding tradition, not only in our local communities, but throughout the state. There are some things in the budget repair bill in regard to collective bargaining that will give the city more tools to help shift things around, provide for more collaboration between departments. This will certainly be a significant change to collective bargaining, as the only thing that will be allowed is the bargaining of wages, and everything else is off the table. So this will require a lot of new policies if it is implemented in regard to a lot of those other things that previously were bargained in the contracts, vacation time, and a various amount of other things. It will provide opportunities for more collaboration between departments, because we have got to a point with some of our union contracts where those contracts prohibit collaboration between departments because they specifically outline work that can and cannot be done by union employees, whereas if those prohibitions were not in place, there would be room for more collaboration, and employees from different departments would be able to help other departments out during slower times or through the various seasons in the Midwest here, as you know, some departments are slower during the colder winter weather, and other departments are more busy in that time plowing streets and keeping them up. So this will provide an opportunity for more collaboration. It certainly is a dramatic change from what we've seen in the past.
One of Governor Walker's main goals is to create 250,000 jobs in 4 years. Have either of you been part of this effort or talked with the administration about how to make this happen?
Well, I can't say that we've had detailed discussions with the new governor's administration on implementing his plan to create those jobs here locally in La Crosse. For now, it looks like the legislative process is taking a significant amount of time of the new governor's time. So, I can't say that we've had any discussions with the governor's staff on how we are going to implement that here in La Crosse.
I have had discussions with the governor, very brief, but that's understandable, and also with Mike Hipsch.
And who's the director?
The Secretary of Administration and is spearheading putting together the new organization of the existing Department of Commerce, and have made some suggestions and sent names forward for membership on the board. I think it's important that that board be representative of all geographical areas and demographics in the state, and it's very important for southwestern Wisconsin to be represented, and so we'll actually advance the name forward for that. There hasn't been there's not a lot of conversation coming back at this time. And as Matt mentioned, that's understandable with the preoccupation of Madison at the moment.
Well, is there anything else that either of you would like to talk about in regards to the budget proposal?
Yes. It's presented as shared cuts. Everybody shares in the pain. The cities, we've got a base of 8.8% apparently, plus we've seen in other areas it's all taken away in recycling and 10% in transportation aids. Counties, 24% cut. Technical colleges, 33% cut. Schools, $550 per student. But when you look at the biennial budget that's on the table right now, state revenues go up 1.3%. So everybody else is being cut. When you look at the biennial budget, where is the state participating in that? And in my opinion, that's where there's the greatest opportunity for savings.
Onalaska Mayor Mike Giese with La Crosse Mayor Matt Harder. And for this week, that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. If you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.